Hello, everybody. I'm Lou Dobbs, and this is the Great America Show. Welcome to Truth, Justice, and the American Way. There's considerably more of it all after the Supreme Court's decision of the past week. Talk about a historic week. No patriot could have asked for more from the court as they struck down the New York law restricting concealed carry of firearms and overturned two of the worst decisions in Supreme Court history, Roe v. Wade and Planned Parenthood v. Casey. And this Supreme Court did what the liberal Warren Burger Court back in 1973 was required by the Constitution to do, but ignored. Recognize the reality that the Constitution in no way, in no part, speaks to the issue of abortion. This court's decision that should have been made a half century ago now properly sends the issue of abortion back to the states for their legislatures, the representatives of we the people, to decide the matter in their states. A quick side note. The case that sparked all of this is called Dobbs v. Jackson Women's Health, which is an abortion clinic that sued Dobbs trying to overturn a Mississippi law that bans abortions after 15 weeks. The Dobbs, in this case, is medical doctor Thomas Dobbs, who is Mississippi's top public health official. Dr. Dobbs is named in the case only because the state has sovereign immunity, which means he has to be named personally as the state's regulator in any suit. As much as I'd like to claim any part in this historic case, I can't. Had nothing to do with it, you know. Didn't know Dr. Dobbs, still don't, and as far as I know, we're not related at all. But as you might suspect, I was sure pulling for him and the great state of Mississippi to win the Dobbs case, as we call it here on the Great America Show. Has a ring to it, doesn't it? The Dobbs case. And this Supreme Court has delivered another important win for religious freedom in America. A great week for truth, justice, and the American way. The Supreme Court ruled that a high school football coach in Washington State can't be stopped or punished by the school because he knelt in prayer at the 50-yard line. To do so, the justices ruled that that would be a violation of Joe Kennedy's right to publicly exercise his First Amendment rights of free speech and religion. A huge week for religious liberty. Last week, the Supreme Court ruled that religious schools must be included in a Maine state program that pays private school tuition for areas that don't have public schools. So it's been a great week for truth, justice, and the American way, but not a week entirely devoid of a Marxist-Dem victory. And while the Supreme Court struck down the New York concealed carry restriction, President Biden signed new gun control legislation into law, complete with red flag regulation, all thanks to a dozen liberal rhino Republican senators, led by John Cornyn of Texas and Mitch McConnell of Kentucky, who sold out to the Marxist left and this puppet president. Before this, the Republican Party was looking to a landslide win. Before that, maybe not now. We'll see and we'll hope. One of the candidates running for Congress in Florida's 7th District is businessman, decorated Army combat veteran Corey Mills. Corey says he's the most endorsed candidate running for Congress. But Congressman Jim Jordan endorses Corey, and that one endorsement is good enough for me. Corey, great to have you back with us here on the Great America Show.
Thank you so much for having me back, Lou. Always an honor.
Let's turn to gun control and that weasel, that turncoat, that snake of a rhino, Senator John Cornyn, pushing red flag laws, which is just another way to deny due process for any American who has a gun. And he wants amnesty, too. So he's a double killer. What do you think of him?
Well, I'll tell you right now, clearly each one of these elected representatives had forgotten that they swore an oath to protect our constitutional rights and liberties against all enemies, foreign and domestic. This is a direct attack on our Second and our Fourth Amendment rights. And they should know this because the Supreme Court even in the Caglia versus Strom's case, they had for the first time in 13 years, they actually upheld at a 9-0 privacy to gun rights. And so they talked about how the red flag laws were unconstitutional and a violation of our Second Amendment rights. They talked about the fact that it violates the Fourth Amendment while simultaneously abolishing the due processes, as you talked about. And so my whole thing is that this is nothing more than a continuation to destroy American exceptionalism and our freedoms and liberties by the Dems and by the rhinos who don't want to stand up for our constitutional liberties.
Well, we've got them pretty well identified. 40 Republican senators voted for a no-fly zone by putting their names to the letter to Biden to establish a no-fly zone that would have been a direct conflict with Russia. Putin had said that that would be a red line. And now we've got 10 of them, 10 of those little beauties, signing on to the red flag laws and selling out the Second Amendment and the Fourth Amendment due process. This is a level of ignorance. And when do people start calling out, Republicans call out these kind of treacherous rhinos? Because this is a danger to the Republic.
It's a danger to the Republic. And I'll tell you once more, anyone who is elected into office for We the People, they pledge an oath, the same oath that I took in uniform, and that oath doesn't expire just because I came out of uniform. And that was to protect our constitutional rights and liberties. They are in direct violation of their oath of office. And as far as I'm concerned, I don't care if you're a Republican, a Democrat, an independent. When you attack America's constitutional rights and liberties, you should no longer be an elected official. You want to go have an opinion? Go have an opinion on the streets, because you don't deserve to sit at our Capitol.
John Cornyn suddenly is a big shot because he's selling out other Republicans and his constituents in the great state of Texas. I do not understand how Texas puts up with a puke like John Cornyn, because he is nothing more than a phony.
I completely agree. But then again, when you've got tremendously weak and compromised and corrupt leadership like Senator McConnell, you see exactly how it trickles down. And the great state of Texas, who I am proudly endorsed by 5 congressional members, people like Ronnie Jackson and Beth Van Dyne, Pete Sessions, Sheriff Troy Nels, et cetera. These are true Americans who understood what these red flag laws actually represent. And it is a deterioration of our Second Amendment rights. It's a deterioration of our freedoms and liberties. And what they're going to do is they're going to try and disarm Americans. They're going to give an amnesty bill for the 11.5 million that we know that is undocumented in this nation, the 2 million that's come across under the Biden's last year of open borders, and the nearly 18,000 plus a day that will come up once Biden gets approval for the lifting of Title 42. Now, think about that. If you combine all of those, Lou, they would make up the 5th most populated city in America. They want to disarm us, Americans who are actually law-abiding citizens, while crime is increasing at a rapid rate, while the undocumented are coming across and invading our borders, and they're going to file amnesty, they're going to get rid of the filibuster, they're going to pack the courts, and they're going to strip away American exceptionalism.
And by the way, they may get that opportunity because of jackasses like John Cornyn. Cornyn has done something I think is just absolutely beautiful here. This is how a conservative Republican operates. John Cornyn style. John has decided to talk to Chuck Schumer, and he's going to trade his support of red flag laws for that. He's going to get amnesty for illegal immigrants. Now, you can't top that kind of horse trading, can you? I mean, this man is not only a phony, a fraud, and a skunk, he is an absolute genius, don't you think?
He is the Liz Cheney, Adam Kinzinger of the Senate. And I'll tell you right now, this is the type of person that needs to be primaried, and he needs to be put out of office. We do not need any quote-unquote Republicans who do not adhere to our conservative values, who do not protect our constitutional rights and liberties. And this back room deal that's going on between him and Schumer, that right there in itself brings up not the real red flags like he wants, but the real red flags on whether or not he actually is true to our conservative values.
Now, you know what? I think that he has, though. This red flag thing is starting to appeal to me on one level. And that is, I think that the Republican Party ought to put together a red flag law for the Republican Party. Whereas any member who shows this kind of cowardice and deceitful nature, ignorance, and disregard for the well-being of their constituents could be red flagged immediately and put before a tribunal, if you will, and people decide they're not John Cornyn is a worthless SO son of a gun or not. And I'd love to see him get red flagged by the Republicans and thrown the hell out.
Well, again, I'm waiting still for someone to go ahead and raise some type of a policy or procedure that says, look, if you are in violation of the oath that you are sworn in on, that there is some type of a retribution, there is some type of a due process that basically sees them out of the party. Because they swore in on the oath to protect our Constitution, and they're attacking our Constitution with these types of red flag laws or these violations against our Second and Fourth Amendment rights. And so how do you actually say that you're a person of the office that you swore to protect against, and you're the very person who is actually trying to pass bills that is attacking our constitutional rights and liberties? There has to be something done, Lou.
Yeah, there really does. And the state of Texas has got a huge problem right now. It's got a senator in John Cornyn. I swear to you, he looks like he comes out of Connecticut or maybe Rhode Island. Not Texas.
Or Vermont.
I think he's transitioning to Democrat.
I'm seeing it right now.
Well, let's turn to, you know, this just burns me to take this one up. Your Army, an Army veteran, but I got to bring up West Point, and they're being taught critical race theory. This is a report out of Breitbart. It is disgusting what they're doing. And by the way, West Point, they breed warriors up there. And guess what? They had to be FOIA'd to find out what was going on in the curriculum at West Point. Now, that's a daggum disgrace. They didn't even have the guts to stand up for it.
Well, I'll tell you, as an Army combat veteran who spent over 7 years in Iraq, 3 years in Afghanistan, I was in Kosovo during that campaign, was a Bronze Star recipient. Fought proudly as a member with JSOC and CJTF-20 during the invasion of Iraq. This right here is one of the things that hurts the most. You know, we used to be about an army of one or be all you can be, and that was to actually lead in increased lethality, in readiness, in preparation, and being equipped to take on the world's wars, regardless of what happens, 18 hours or less anywhere. Now we're worried about critical race theory, gender equality, inclusion and diversity. You know, it's a complete hijacking and indoctrination of leadership. And that's really what we have, whether you talk about the John Cornyn issue, whether you talk about the West Point and military indoctrination, or even our educational system, it all results as a failure of leadership. And that's what we have. We have a crisis of leadership in this country. I have my original first roommate in the United States military. He was a West Point instructor at the very end of his career. And one of the primary reasons that he didn't do 25 years, he retired at 22, was that he was taught to go in there and be an instructor who leads in readiness and increased lethality for squad leadership tactics and platoon tactics. What he saw while he was at West Point was an indoctrination and a continuation to push towards critical race theory, not war readiness, not national defense, not leadership, not trying to breed the warriors that you were talking about, Lou. And I'll tell you, it is a deterioration of the backbone of America when you start looking at things like this.
Well, we're going to play a piece of sound right now here on the Great America Show that you're going to be pleased to know. It's not going to be anything about the Army. This is going to be about the Navy. and the Navy, and you're going to be, I swear, folks at home, wherever you are, be prepared, because this is going to make your blood boil and you're going to be gut sick when you hear what's going on in the United States Navy. They're being taught how to use the correct pronouns and to not misgender. They're called colleagues, not fellow service members. I mean, now they're colleagues. My Lord.
Hi, my name is Johnny, and I use he, him pronouns.
Hi, and I'm Conchi, and I use she, her pronouns.
And we're here to talk about pronouns.
What is a pronoun? Pronoun is how we identify ourselves apart from our name, and it's also how people refer to us in conversations.
Using the right pronouns is a really simple way to affirm someone's identity. It is a signal of acceptance and respect.
If it's a signal of acceptance and respect, how do we go about creating a safe space for everybody?
That's a good question. A really good way to do that is to use inclusive language. Instead of saying something like, hey, guys, you can say, hey, everyone, or hey, team.
Yeah, and now that you say that, another way that we could show that we're allies and that we accept everybody is to maybe include our pronouns in our emails, or like we just did, introduce ourselves using our pronouns.
But what would I do if I misgender someone?
I think the first thing to recognize is that it's not the end of the world. You correct yourself and move on, or you accept the correction and move on. The most important thing I can tell you is do not put the burden of making you feel good about your mistake on the person that you just misgendered.
Oh, thank you for telling me that.
Yeah, and another tip for you to remember their pronoun next time, it's in your mind, kind of go through a progression of three good things about the person using their pronoun. So let's say the person chooses to use they.
Okay, that's all I can handle. Corey, in that time, they could have trained an entire company, maybe a battalion, how to put on a compressed bandage on a wound. I mean, they could have done a lot of things, but to suggest that you've got to prove that your fellow soldier or sailor is a ally, as they put it, an ally. I mean, what in the world have we descended to in this country?
I got to be honest, I'm still gobsmacked every single time that I hear this. And, you know, if Secretary Lloyd and General Milley would have spent more time reading on how to win wars and how to ensure readiness for our military, as opposed to gender identity, wokeness, and the critical race theory indoctrination, then we probably wouldn't have the outcomes that we've seen in Afghanistan. So my thing is that this is just China, Russia, and Iran licking their lips. They see the weakness, the deterioration of America. You know, we have now the ideas that we can have any gender, and you don't even have to identify yourself by gender. You can now label yourself as X. You don't have to say male or female, just X. We're more worried about what bathrooms you can get into and how we refer to our colleagues than we are actually trying to ensure that our military is at full strength. We have an issue in recruitment right now. We have actually Biden administration trying to lower the recruitment requirements so it doesn't look as vast as it truly is. And the reason why is because true war fighters who have been fighting for the last 20, 30 years, who have deployed multiple times, are now being pushed away, not to mention, as you remember, Lou, when they were being purged because they would refuse this COVID vaccination.
Yep.
And they were being given dishonorable discharges after multiple deployments to Iraq and Afghanistan, Purple Heart recipients, Silver Star, Bronze Star recipients, and they were being purged out of the military. This is a direct attempt, Lou, at continuing to weaken America's defense. They have weakened our economy. They have a weakened American exceptionalism. They have weakened our United States military. They have attacked our children. They have continued to attack the middle class with their invisible tax called inflation. I mean, this right here, it baffles me, Lou, that we're trying to get to this point.
The Marxist Dems, who are the puppet masters of this puppet president, they mean to destroy America. Look at every one of his policies, every initiative that he takes, the border, Afghanistan, any president, any commander in chief who would do that to Americans on foreign soil, leave them by the thousands, and to do so in the ugliest way imaginable, there should be no doubt in anyone's mind what this is. This is an effort to destroy the Republican Party. It's an effort to destroy Donald Trump. It's an effort to destroy you and me and anyone who thinks like us, anyone who believes in God, who believes in this great nation and our fellow Americans. We are an enemy of this government.
You're exactly right. And I'll tell you, I don't refer to Biden as our president. I still believe in the fact that we need a 2020 election audit to ensure that we have an actual election integrity for this upcoming election, because we've seen the indiscrepancies. We've seen the fraud that went on. We've seen what happened, and we know who should be our rightful president right now. But this is a direct attack. As you said, it used to be about left versus right. It used to be against Dem against Republican. It used to be even as recently as conservative versus socialist. It is now, Lou, America versus anti-America, good versus evil. This is a war on faith, a culture war, a war on Americans. And this is where conservatives must stand strong together. We can't allow the infighting. We can't continue to try and, you know, go after one another when we know that the enemy is clear and present danger right in front of us, sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue right now.
And Biden, in addition to everything else, they tried to get a report to saying that a million illegal border crossers, they're called illegal aliens. We call them illegal immigrants. Two million of them is the number that Mark Morgan, for example, the former commissioner of the Customs and Border Patrol, puts it. And we're looking at everything. They lie. They can't talk straight about anything. And I mean anything. They use language in this White House. Well, they used to. This current press secretary doesn't have the knowledge base to say anything of any kind. And she often says she doesn't know. It's stunning to listen to. But this president doesn't know. And so they have to obfuscate rather than clarify. They have to cover up rather than reveal and communicate. It's the biggest mess I've ever seen in government for the American people. And we just simply cannot afford this penalty for the next 2 years in the White House. I really don't see how we get through this with this man who is obviously impaired and inept.
Well, I'll tell you, you got this press secretary who says, I don't know, and the last press secretary who said, I'll circle back. So again, you've got Biden who won't even take questions. You've got no answers because they're intentionally trying to, you know, destroy the nation. I mean, you look at where we're at. We're now back to begging OPEC for oil when we have more than enough here in America to be energy independent. We have an open border, which is clearly driving up the cost of, you know, rent in every single location because there's no affordable or accessible or available locations. And like I said, if you look at the numbers right now alone of who's in America, they make up the fifth most populated city in America. We need to secure our borders. We need to ensure Title 42 becomes permanent policy. We need to ensure that we help our CBP and ICE agents by augmenting some of the wall with surveillance capabilities like we had in Afghanistan and Iraq, where you can send up a balloon that has 250 to 500 mile surveillance capabilities. We need to defund these sanctuary cities that incentivize illegals to cross our borders. And we must, by all means, start looking at proper immigration moratoriums for a temporary fix, whether it's legal or illegal right now, so that we can do an evaluation to make sure there's enough jobs for existing Americans, enough homes that we can get under affordable costs. And we need to make sure that we can drive down oil prices, increase our economy, keep money on American soil. Stop sending, you know, Biden sending another $1 billion over to Ukraine. That's now $55 billion that we've sent over there. And meanwhile, he's telling America, I'm going to give you an 18-cent tax holiday for 3 months. And look at the timing of this, Lou. It couldn't be more obvious. 18 cents for the next 3 months. Wow. Well, that just so happens to run us right up to the time of elections. And I'll tell you, whether it's the draining of our strategic petroleum reserve, whether it's this 18-cent tax hike, which if you recall, Lou, back in 2008, this is what Obama called nothing more than a gimmick. He said that a tax holiday is nothing more than a gimmick for Republicans. But now the Democrats are using it for getting what they actually said back then. Look, this is a complete deterioration that strengthens strengthens Iran, China, and Russia, who are the great superpower resurgents, who I've written about just a couple months ago in Newsmax and published it. And they have come together as the axis of evil. There is a geopolitical alignment as an economic resource warfare targeting on America. And we are seeing this more and more and more. And I'll tell you, with what happened in Venezuela when you had Chavez, who created the socialism that then went to Maduro in this Chavez method, people fled to Colombia. Now you've got Petro, who has now been elected into Colombia, who is also a communist who is supported by Russia. So that's going to push out. You're going to see another mass exodus pushing towards the American borders. And the Biden administration is letting anyone and everyone into our country.
Yeah, it's kind of hard to figure out what to call it, is it? I think it's an invasion. I think that's a fair statement.
It's an invasion.
And I also think we have to give Biden some credit. It's one of the few policies that he's pushing that's obviously working. He's trying to bring all of these illegal immigrants into the United States, and he's distributing them in the dark of night to places that don't even know they're arriving or what they're doing or who's paying for them. Well, I've got a surprise. I do know who's paying for them. It's you and me, or the taxpayer in this country. I do want to close out with Barack Obama talking about that holiday tax that, I mean, Biden thinks he discovered this and that this is a brainstorm on the part of one of his just genius advisors. Let's hear Barack Obama on what he thinks of a tax holiday on gasoline.
I know that we're having a debate right now about the gas tax holiday. I know how brutal this is on folks right now. And I know they need relief, which is why I've offered a middle-class tax cut for every American, $1,000 for working families so that they can deal not only with rising gas prices, but rising health care costs and rising grocery costs. But for us to suggest that 30 cents a day for 3 months is real relief, that's a real energy policy, means that we are not tackling the problem that has to be tackled. We are offering gimmicks when we're offering the same thing that John McCain's offering on the cheap. That means we're not presenting a truthful response to the challenges that we face in America. We can do better than that this time.
This time. Well, that I can't believe that Biden got this far with a policy that it didn't first run by Barack Obama, unless Mr. Obama has changed his mind. You get the final word here, Corey.
Well, I'll tell you, you know, you hear Joe Biden continue to talk about the fact that the gas hike and inflation is 100% on, you know, Russia and Vladimir Putin. Well, first off, Vladimir Putin is not the president of the United States. We see an 18-cent increase, or an 18-cent, as Barack Obama said, gimmick tax holiday. Americans aren't worried about the 18 cents. We're worried about the $5 in front of that 18 cents. So let me tell you, we need to get back to energy independence. And this idea that inflation was caused and gas hikes was caused by Putin, we were up a dollar more in gas in the first year prior to the Russians attacking into Ukraine. We had the Fed chairman, who literally is part of the Biden administration, Powell, who just said that inflation was happening prior to the Russia-Ukraine war. So this idea that Biden is continuing to try and utilize Vladimir Putin and the Russian-Ukraine war as a defense to the inflation that is a record high inflation for 40 years that is blamed on Putin is nonsense. His own Fed chair, Powell, has just said that it was before Putin, and we saw a dollar increase even before that war happened. Look, save me that 18 cent tax hike that basically hurts our highway fund by $6.3 billion, and work on energy independence and investing in American production. That's where we need to be at right now to get solutions. And I wanted to say one more thing, Lou, which is I am honored and proud to announce today that I was just endorsed by the Oil and Gas Workers Association. They know that I'm planning to bring real policies to D.C. to help get our fuel costs under control, to get us back to energy independence, to get workers back, and to make sure that people aren't feeling the pain at the pump any longer.
Well, good for you, Corey, and congratulations on that. Another great endorsement. Let me ask you right now, how's your race going? Where do you stand?
So we're still the most endorsed candidate in the nation. And again, I'm so proud when I'm able to say that I've got the endorsement of Congressman Jim Jordan, Congressman Greg Stube, Congressman Ronnie Jackson, as well as for 15 more, and CPAC endorsement, ACU. I'm grateful for this. The Oil and Gas Workers Association, we're the only candidate who is now qualified by petition. No one else had the necessary signatures. They bought their way onto the ballots. We are proud to say that we have hit over 62,000 1,000 doors. We are up in every single poll right now, and it is a very heavy race with over 6 people in our race, but we are leading, and we think that we're going to be easily at double digits by the end of this month. And I'm just praying that as the only Trump appointee in this race, that I can get President Trump to come in so that we can continue to push his America First agenda.
Corey Mills, always great to have you with us. Good luck in the race, and we look forward to our next talk. Corey Mills, thanks for being with us here on the Great America Show. Thanks, everybody, for being with us today. Tomorrow, our guest will be a great American from the great state of Texas. The Texas Attorney General, Ken Paxton, will be talking about his role in defense of religious freedom, the Second Amendment, and the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe v. Wade. Please be with us for all of that right here tomorrow. Till then, God bless you and God bless America. And yes, let me say it again, God bless the Supreme Court.